There were no new cases of COVID-19 recorded in St. Vincent and the Grenadines on Monday, September 12th. In its latest update, the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment says there are now 15 active cases of COVID-19 recorded in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. One recovery was noted on Monday, and one unvaccinated person is currently hospitalized with COVID-19. 9,446 cases of COVID-19 and 9,315 recoveries have been reported in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to date. 116 people have died from the virus, and 72,680 COVID-19 vaccines have so far been administered locally. 37,217 persons have received their first dose, 31,316 persons have received their second dose, and 4,147 persons have received boosters. In the region, family physician Dr. Anna Brown Morgan has expressed concern about the continuation of COVID-19 related deaths in Jamaica. On Friday, the Ministry of Health and Wellness in Jamaica reported an additional 6 deaths from the virus, pushing the death toll since the start of the pandemic to 3,283. Dr. Brown Morgan, the co-founder of Doctors for Change Jamaica, believes that the health ministry and other bodies are downplaying the seriousness of COVID-19. She argues that this has resulted in a low take-up of the vaccine, and Jamaicans appear to be dropping their guard. Dr. Brown Morgan, speaking Sunday on Radio Jamaica, observed that most of those dying from COVID-19 are older than 60, but she also noted that younger persons contracting the disease are experiencing severe complications. She also expressed concern about the low rate of vaccination for COVID-19, which further complicates the problem. She said the situation is not helped by the authorities downplaying the whole COVID situation. In the international arena, almost 500 students at China's Premier College for Broadcast Journalists have been sent to a quarantine center after a handful of COVID-19 cases were detected in their dormitory. The 488 students at the Communication University of China, along with 19 teachers and 5 assistants, were transferred by bus beginning Friday night. Quarantining anyone considered to have been in contact with someone who tested positive for the virus has been a pillar of China's strict zero COVID policy. The quarantine centers include field hospitals, as well as converted stadiums and exhibition centers that have been criticized for overcrowding, poor sanitation, and spoiled food. As of last week, approximately 65 million Chinese residents were under lockdown, despite the fact that just 1,248 new cases of domestic transmission have been reported on Sunday. Most of those were asymptomatic. The lockdowns have sparked protests online and confrontations with health workers and the police, and have exacted a major toll on the economy, affecting global supply chains for electronics and other products. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.